Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News. This is the 23rd of March edition.
It is.
We'll be talking about new stuff and updates. But first...
Oh my God. Welcome, podcast listeners.
Yay! How exciting.
All right. So maybe we should actually introduce ourselves for people that might have come across this in a podcast form. I'm Kat.
I'm Hayley.
That's our voice differences.
Yeah.
And... we talk a couple of times a week about makeup releases, beauty releases, stuff, and we discuss them in depth sometimes. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for a couple of years on YouTube, but now for our YouTube friends that want to take the audio away with them, we have heard that people like to watch our videos when they're exercising, when they're going to work, when they're driving to work. And
They don't watch when they're driving to work.
They listen. They stream it and they listen. And I know how much data that takes up. I know how much battery life that takes up. And I also know that I personally love listening to podcasts while I'm at work. So if you're that kind of person, we're now turning these episodes also into podcast format. So everything you're seeing here, it's just the audio of it and a link to some of the photos that we discuss. So it all makes sense. So... welcome to new people, and hopefully if you did want this to be a podcast, it is helpful.
Yay.
Yeah, we're trialing it. We're giving it a go.
All right, so we're going to get into it. We've got something here from Astralis.
Okay, I listed this as an important thing, even though I don't think we've ever said that Astralis releases are important.
No, they're not.
They're not. But, okay, so once again, if you're new to this, we like to talk about, it's a new thing that we're doing anyway. We're talking about what we think is the most interesting stuff first, then we're going into less interesting, and then speeding through stuff that we don't know much about or is completely boring at the end. So the reason I listed this as important is because we've had so many requests to destroy a kind of...
Jelly highlighter.
And we in Australia don't have the Fasali ones available.
No.
And I thought that this
We did do the Zoeva one.
We did. But I was thinking that this one could be fun and we could see like how much body it covers or something strange. So I wanted to mention this only because I know that a lot of people were really mesmerized by the formula of that Fasali one that came out a couple of months ago, but this is like a more affordable version and pink.
It is very pink indeed.
It's very pink. So, if you were interested in those kind of jelly, weird, textured highlighters and you've got access to Astralis, there is a drugstore one coming out and it's probably the first release I've seen from Astralis in a while that is sort of ahead of the trend.
Yeah.
Like, there's only been a couple of brands that have done this and this is going to be... people are going to do this more and more. So yeah, I was a bit surprised, and I had to give them some props for that. Anyway, you can see swatches and whatnot, but it's going to be, or it is $19.95 and it's available right now.
It's very expensive for Astralis.
It is indeed.
okay, we've got something new from Colourpop here. This is a collaboration with My Life as Eva. So it contains two eyeshadow palettes. One is called Vacation Mode with the purples and It's All Wild contains browns, a lip bundle that contains an ultra glossy lip and two ultra blotted lips, plus a face duo called Mermaid Glow, and it contains Golden Hour and Siren highlighters.
It's like a blush and a highlighter.
Okay.
Like a satin blush and a highlighter.
Yeah.
This looks like a nice collection, and I also like that they've done warm tone and cool tone. All those people that are raging for more cool tone eyeshadow palettes, this is a really beautiful cool tone quad.
I'm loving the boxes where one's like someone lounging in the water and the other one's a beach with the...
it's like an aerial view of the beach. I reckon it's really cool. I wish that was translated onto the packaging, like the actual packaging,
cool.
But I don't think it is.
It looks like with the Mermaid Glow set, they were just like, I'm tired now.
We don't have any more photos. We don't have to pay a photographer for more photos, so we'll just put pink. Anyway, that looks interesting. When is that coming out?
Not too sure yet. They haven't said.
Not yet. So that's brand new news. If we've got any updates, I'll put them on the screen, or we'll talk about them in updates.
Excellent. Oh my God. I put this as number one because I thought it was very important to address. J-Lo is probably bringing out a makeup line.
Yeah.
So Scott Barnes, who is a makeup artist, posted an image of J-Lo and he said, I'm using a bronzer that J-Lo is making. It's pretty amazing. And the image that he posted...
That looks like the worst bronzer I've seen. That's like my bronzer blunders.
Yeah.
And I have had many of them. And that's like me trying to pan a bronzer. And I'm like, I'll just keep layering it. And then you don't realize until you watch the footage where you're like, holy fuck.
What was I doing?
What was I doing? I know I was trying to use it up, but god damn.
Good lord, that is not appropriate.
Yeah, I feel like this is a blunder with... I'm saying blunder a lot today. But it's like a flash photography mishap. Because it looks like her foundation is possibly... having a bit of flashback, and then in contrast to the bronzer, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something that we will keep our eyes peeled for. J-Lo makeup.
I have no problem with J-Lo bringing out a beauty brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do you, girl. I'm just hoping that whatever bronzer they've used is not actually her product, because...
It's not good advertising for it.
It's not. No, it's not. I'm sorry, but
I want J-Lo to bring out skincare because she hasn't aged in 20 years.
I know.
And I would like to know her secrets.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
If her secrets is fillers and Botox, halfway there.
Well, yeah, we'll get there. All right. Big news. KKW Beauty is releasing new products on the 23rd of March. So when you're watching this, it is... nearly out.
Yeah, it'll be out tomorrow.
Yes, or tonight, or
Australia.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is just called Conceal Bake Brighten. So it looks like it's a range of concealers in tubes with the doe foot applicator, and pretty good range.
Mm-hmm.
I
have heard some people saying that the dark end is not dark enough.
I think if you're going for an under-eye concealer that's supposed to brighten, like, I would say that this is a pretty decent one. Also, you have to look as well. They have got photos with models.
Yeah.
And if they're wearing the concealer and they're that deep, okay, it might not be the darkest shade available, but they're hitting the vast majority of the population, and you have to give them props for that. Like, you can always say, oh, there's not pink enough, or it's not this enough, or it's not my exact shade, but...
Well,
you can't expect brands to formulate the Hailey shade or the Cap shade or whatever your name is.
I do think people are starting to get a little bit over the top with, they don't have my shade. It's like, okay, but most brands don't have your shade, and that's because they can't bring out 6,000 shades of foundation. Mm-hmm. We're all different.
Yeah.
We're all wildly different. So...
But you have to give props on, because if you look at the shade range that they do have and the models that they are using it on, like it's not something to just poo-poo. It's something to encourage, and if they can bring out more because these are good and people like them, then awesome. But for a launch, I think it's
while we're
not
talking
bad.
About these swatch photos, can I just say, can you not swatch on your arm like this and then try and take a photo? Because...
No, but what I think it is, and I don't think this is to show swatches. I think this is to show the face of the arm.
Yeah.
Like, they've got the arm swatches.
And then they show the
and
face.
And then they're showing
but
who it belongs to.
If you can't see the swatches, it defeats the purpose.
No, but they will have them as advertising swatches.
Yeah.
Like, top-down shot. But I think this is like, because often you see those miscellaneous arms and you're like, well, I don't know what skin color in that person is because all I can see is the lightest part of their body, which is their inner arm.
Yeah. Because so, if you look at this, I guess she'd be considered a medium model.
Yeah.
You can see the inside of her arm
looks really fair.
So much fairer than her actual face.
So I did look at these and I was like, what are they doing? And then I just I think it's just putting a face to the swatch body.
Mm.
And I think the swatches will be on the website.
Yeah.
So you can kind of compare. Like, I don't know. I think it's not helpful them actually like showing it because you can't see it all. But I think it's showing that, you know, you can find a shade for this particular model.
Mm.
Anyway, so there's the 16 shades of concealer.
Yeah.
And they are designed to be more of a brightening under eye concealer. And then you also have like a pressed powder for brightening,
mm-hmm.
and a loose powder for baking.
Right.
So that's why it's called Conceal Bake Brighten.
It'll be $18 for the concealers, $18 for the baking powder and brightening powder, plus the brushes. And then you can buy it in a kit, which yep. is sold as a bundle. You get a concealer, a baking powder, a brightening powder, and two dual-ended brushes.
Uh-huh. One of the dual-ended brushes is one of those hideous ones with a sponge.
Yeah. Ugh. No.
Nah.
No, thanks.
But yeah, they're coming out 23rd of March, so if you do want to check it out, I have been wondering what they'll release next, because I feel like...
It's been a while. For Kim.
Yeah.
It's only been perfumes recently.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a little sneaky peek from Dodea. Probably prior to Jeffree Star, probably the most hated creator of a makeup brand. But she is the creator People need to move on. She's a creator of Lime Crime. There's all controversy around Dodea. Look it up if you want to. But my position on it, and some people ask why we talk about Lime Crime and why we share photos on Instagram.
Same reason we talk about Jeffree Star, because it's news.
It's news and we talk about everything.
You've got to let it go.
But I also like to say to people, you know, in the scheme of things, they have had very good customer service and they have been a very reputable brand for the last few years now.
Yeah.
And you do have to sometimes move on and let things go for the sake of your own mental health.
Can't hold a grudge forever.
That's true. So, she did a live chat on Instagram. And mentioned that there's going to be a new Venus 3 palette. So
that was quick.
Well, no, not necessarily. Like, if you look at the Venus 1, and then maybe a year later there was a Venus 2, and then like a year or longer later there was the Venus XL, which was an expanded version of the first one.
But to say that there's another one coming soon, like I'm saying, if you look at the history of the palette releases, you've got like one every year, and then they're bringing out another one straight after the XL palette. So I think that is that's quick in terms of.
But we don't know when it's coming out, though.
No, they just say it's coming soon.
Yeah.
But
well, no, that's Trend Mood saying coming soon.
I think she said it in her live chat, though. We'll see.
There's going to be a Venus 3 palette. Don't tell anyone I said this.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. All right, news that I think is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. So Meccaland is happening next month in Melbourne. It is sort of like the Mecca Maxima kind of festival thing. It's got influencers coming. They've just announced that Shan XO is going to be there.
Cool.
So it's going to be the fifth influencer. But they've also shown an exclusive shade of the Stila Glitter and Glow Magnificent Metal Liquid Eyeshadow thing. It's going to be called Beauty Junkie because... Mecca refer to their
cult
as Mecca Beauty Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hashtag you use if you want them to pay attention to you. So there is a new Magnificent Metals Glitter and Glow coming. It's a pink with like a gold shimmer in it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
And it's something I think I'm keen to check out while I'm there. The Instagram says it's been created just for you Mecca Beauty Junkies. Launching exclusively at Meccaland. So whether they then roll it out in store, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Whether they... I thought it was interesting as well that they called it Beauty Junkie and not Mecca...
Beauty
or
Junkie.
Or Meccaland or something.
Yeah.
Because this might be something that they roll out in other countries down the track.
Yeah. I do wonder if it's actually on the Stila website. Because I know the Stila website has shades that are... exclusive just to the website.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I checked, I'm pretty sure it was only like a holographic champagne-y looking shade.
No, it's not on the website. So unless it might be coming down the track, but right now it's not there and it's launching at Meccaland.
Cool.
All right. A new release from Winky Luxe. And I'm personally very excited for this. It is a matcha lip balm for $14. So it's made with real green tea powder, food grade vanilla, so softens, repairs, protects your lips, and it is matcha. I love anything matcha.
Yeah,
they are trying to appeal to me personally. Yeah,
they did.
They're reaching through and they're saying, "Kat, love me again, please."
Yeah,
because we made a coffee collection. Tick, matcha lip balm. Tick, fucking, I'm down.
I'm not forgetting them trying to make us feel guilty about making their designer cry, which we didn't.
We didn't. And then they never actually fixed the mistake.
Exactly.
So I haven't forgotten.
So no, I don't forget.
I don't forget.
I know everyone else does, but this isn't Australian politics. Yeah. I don't forget anything.
Exactly right. All right, this is an update, so we should be keeping it for Monday, but this is already out. This is the Beauty Bakery blending eggs. So we said that we thought it was going to be little sponges. And it looks like there's going to be six of them. That was correct. So it's a little pack of six beauty sponges. $18. Super cheap. So $3 a sponge.
Yeah.
You can't really go wrong. So check them out. Hopefully they're good.
All right. I've got a few things from Benefit here. So they've released an Ulta exclusive palette, mm-hmm. I believe it is. This is the Pretty in the USA Bronzer Brows Blush and Highlighter Set. So it contains Hoola, Rocketeer, and Dandelion Twinkle. And there's also a goof-proof brow pencil. $44 for the set.
Value $99.
Yeah, not bad for travel.
They also have another pack that is exclusive to Ulta. It's the Blush Bunch Mini Blush and Bronzer Set. A lot of people are really interested in this, and a lot of international people are bummed that it's Ulta exclusive. Because this is $24, $58 value, and you get little minis of six different bronzers and blushes. And if you've ever tried to pan, we're project panners, if you ever tried to pan a blush, one of these mini ones will last you probably a whole season of everyday use. 100%. So, you know, this is a really great way to sample their blushes instead of having to get the box blushes or the full size. So this is one that people are snapping up and very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Another sneak peek we've seen is potential coloured brow products from Benefit.
Yep.
So they showed an image of the 3D brow tones, and this one in the corner has blue written on it.
In the description of this trend mood, she also said purple, and then other people in our Beauty News group on Facebook, if you haven't joined, go join, they were talking about that they've also heard about gold and pink.
Right.
Now, a few people are confused at why this might be a thing, and if you're familiar with what 3D brow tones are, they're actually not like a pomade or supposed to fill in your brows. They're supposed to, they've got a bit of a sheen to it. They've got a light one and a deep one. One's like a bronze, one's like a gold. Not like a yellow gold, but like a soft kind of, I don't know,
warm
goldy color. And the idea of them is if you fill in your brows like a block kind of solid brow, you brush them just onto the hairs, and if you've got dark brows, you use the light one. If you've got light brows, you use the dark one, and it adds dimension to the brows. So it's not adding heaps of color, it's just adding a little bit of dimension. And I think this might be a fun way to add in colored stuff, because if you think of, like, if you've got a brow color that it might be a little bit too warm, or you're a bit worried it's a bit too warm, having like a slight blue tint could cool it down, maybe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm predicting, but at the same time, it could be bright, pigmented.
Yeah, could be for people who love to rock a coloured brow.
Yeah, could be, but with the formula of 3D brow tones, I don't think it will be, but we'll see. I think it's just going to be a slight tint that adds a slight shimmer or a little bit of dimension to your brows in a different, like, you know, like coloured highlighters.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something like that.
Bobbi Brown, they've released the Pretty Powerful Pot Rouge, and this is in, or they've partnered with Kiva to help low-income women around the world secure microloans and create better futures for themselves. It's a limited edition product. It is a cream blush, it appears. So if you want to support the cause, it is a good one. If you like cream blushes, Bobbi Brown is trying to release more of them.
Yeah. Also, they've shown some of their summer releases. So they've got two sort of like matte compacts, one bronzer, one blush, double-ended brush, and then also a shimmer brick palette with limited edition packaging. So that's what we've seen so far. Actually, these, I don't know if they are matte or they might be shimmery.
They might be satins, maybe.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Oh, here we go. Ulta is just all over it. So yeah. Chanel is coming to Ulta. I don't even know what
they are really pumping out the releases.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I feel like Ulta was always, you know, drugstore. Sephora mm-hmm. was more high-end and you go there to, you know, spend a fortune. And I feel like Ulta has decided, nope, we're not going to be like that anymore. We're gonna have all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing in a lot of, like, luxury brands, and also, like, I don't want to call them indie brands because they have been around.
Well, they are indie because they're not owned by a bigger brand. Yeah. So technically they are. They're like online, like Dose of Colors and stuff.
Online type of brands. So I think it's interesting.
They're definitely trying to compete with Sephora. A lot of people mm-hmm. have noticed as well, as soon as ColourPop hit Ulta, out of Sephora.
Yeah.
So I know that Sephora, they did stock ColourPop as a trial over the holiday period, and clearly it didn't work out. And so they jumped ship to Ulta. So interesting.
Another thing from Chanel, they've launched two new Hydra Beauty products. So we've got the Micro Liquid Essence and the Night Mask.
Ooh.
Night Mask, $65. The Essence, $110.
Ooh. Ooh. It's a lot of money for hydration.
Yeah, no.
Maybe grab a glass of water instead.
I think so.
We've also got some Givenchy Summer releases. African Light Collection.
Yeah.
Pans are beautiful.
I know. That highlighter. Stunning.
I know. So it looks like there's a bronzer highlighter type product, duo kind of pan, a highlighter with a gorgeous design on the pan, a green liner, and two lipsticks. There you go.
Pretty.
Another update, but we're getting it out because why not? We've seen what the Glam Glow My Little Pony collaboration is. Now, we presumed it was just going to be one of their existing masks chucked in some different color and limited edition packaging, and we were spot on. So there are three that are being released. They're the Gravity Mud Glitter Masks. So it's pretty much gravity mud with glitter thrown into it. And there is a black one, a pink one, and a purple one. They do have weird names. All right, so we've got Pinkie Pie Pink, Twilight Sparkle Purple, and Princess Luna Black, and they all have, I guess they're the names of the characters.
They must be.
No, but they're on the packaging as well, and it comes with a little kind of spatula. They look fun. The colors are really cool. There was an exclusive video from Makeup Shayla, so she kind of put up this video of her applying it, and the colors are rad. They are really cool colors, but it is just gravity mud with glitter in it. It just and a high price tag.
I just think about the Power Rangers ones.
Yep.
Which I'm pretty sure was, I think it was Gravity Mud. I can't remember. Anyway, they brought out two of them.
Yep.
And they're on sale on Sephora, so.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
And they often will, like, these are each $59, and they're launching in April at Sephora. So they're not cheap. No. And most people who have Gravity Mud probably won't buy a second one just because it's bright pink.
No.
Unless you're a huge My Little Pony collector. Anyway, that's what that is. Coming in April.
Guerlain. We've got a new terracotta. Oh, I'm not even saying this. It's a really pretty bronzer.
It is a, I don't know.
Yeah, no, what I'm not called. I'm not even trying.
But it is a gorgeous bronzer launching in June.
Yeah, it looks like a compass face.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. So you've got the bronzer with the gold starburst and the pink in the centre.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Stun.
There is a new collection from Kiko. This is the Green Me collection.
Yeah, so this has been released.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what it is it's a limited edition range.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bunch of stuff in it. I'll list off the products soon. But the key is that the packaging is green. So there's no actual green items in here. So don't be mistaken for it's going to be a green collection with green colours. It is, the packaging is made out of recyclable plant-based plastic, wood and paper.
Good.
So they're going down the eco route when it comes to packaging, which more brands should definitely do. There's so much waste in this industry.
Yeah.
This is a really, and it kind of annoys me that this is limited edition. You kind of think this should be something that you should be rolling out throughout all your products.
Yeah.
But so it's also inspired by like nature. So a lot of the tones are a lot more natural. The ingredients might be more natural. And it includes two bronzers. So they're loose bronzers, blushes. There's lip and cheek pencils that are in wooden kind of pencil packaging. There's highlighting pencil, brow pencils, eyeliners, a mascara, and two eyeshadow palettes, one sort of a little bit more cool, one a little bit more warm, but very, very nude. Lip gloss pencils, BB creams, and there's also some like skincare products like soaps, and also some tools. So they've got those, what are those weird sponge things?
Are you thinking of a cognac
sponge? Yes, yeah. Cognac sponge. Yeah. So they're going the very, very sort of natural route.
Right.
Which is cool. I like the idea. I think the makeup itself looks kind of boring.
Yeah, it's not for me.
But I would love to see them just implement this packaging throughout their actual range.
Yeah, I think brands that... we do monthly empties on both of our channels. And when I'm pulling out like recyclables and non-recyclables, I'm kind of disappointed that, you know, it's always a 50-50 mix.
Yeah.
You know, not there was all brands, a lot
that you just throw in the normal garbage, yeah.
Not all brands go to the effort to make sure their packaging is recyclable. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important. Like, take some fucking responsibility. This is one of the biggest, like, consumer... Like, we consume so much.
Yeah.
When you have a bit of a beauty obsession, I suppose. And we go through... I don't even know. We probably go through hundreds of products in a year because we love
the makeup, look at the soaps beauty. And even the toothpastes exactly. And the shampoos and the body washes and everything even that people use.
The standard person, if you have like a, you know, two adults and two kids in your home, take a look at how much like packaging you throw out in a month.
Yeah. It's brands ridiculous. Have
to, yeah, they've got to step up and do something about it.
But what I like about this collection is they're still really affordable. So the BB creams, $16. You know, the bronzers are $18. The blushes are $14. You know, they're quite affordable.
Kiko's always been good for that.
The lip products, $10. You know, so clearly you can make affordable products with good packaging. You don't need to rely on the old, packaging's really expensive. Like, they've managed to do it. They should just keep it up.
Lunatic Cosmetic Labs, we talked about an upcoming collection, Graveyard Glamour, mm-hmm. in our last episode, and they've shared a couple of images, but this one is, it kind of gives us a vibe. It is a Vampira and Lunatic Cosmetic Labs collection coming March 20th. Now, as we film this, we are currently in March 20th.
Yeah.
However, Lunatic Cosmetic Labs are not.
Yeah,
we are in the future.
So, since we're not going to be able to talk about what the product is, it looks like an eyeshadow palette with Vampira or however you want to say it. We will talk about it in updates.
Yeah.
So you wait. Okay, quick update. We always like to say we're doing news in this video and updates in Monday, but if it's launching today, I feel like I need to tell you. So, Melt Cosmetics, we talked about the baby girl stack, and we've seen what it is. We've seen swatches, and it is launching the 23rd. So, when you're watching this, it's either launching later tonight, tomorrow, or something. Yeah, you know what I mean. a lot of people are disappointed in this, and I understand why.
Yeah, so do I.
So Baby Girl, we saw some sneak peeks of vibrant pinks and some kind of fun colours.
Mm.
And what this ends up being is just the rust stack.
Yeah.
Take two. So I think they should have really played up the almost pastel pinks and peaches, and because it would have been a nice complementing stack to the bright oranges that they've released before and the burnt oranges. So I think this was a lot of people think this is a hit, like a miss, and I totally agree. I also noticed, even though I'm wearing bright orange eyeshadow today for my 1 month one palette series, not what I choose to do on a daily basis, but a lot of people are turning against the really vibrant orange palettes.
Yeah,
I'm over it too. I'm done.
It was 2017, and it was all year.
Yeah,
2017. Fucking stop. Do something different.
And we're quite well into 2018 exactly. Now. We want something else.
Trust me, it's going to be Christmas soon. If you don't sort your shit out with your releases and realize people are really getting over that warm orange red thing, they're going to move on without you, and it's very hard to catch up once you get behind.
That's okay? True. Okay. Done. Julie noted, Uncle Hayley.
Trust us. We know. This is our job.
Yeah.
Oprah.
This looks like children's makeup.
I don't like this at all. I'm sorry. I can't get behind
this. I like that you can pop them out.
Well, that's a good thing, because this is massive.
Yeah, so it's a spring launch from Ofra or Ofra. Eyeshadows, blushes, highlighters, massive orange bronzer.
It's too much for me. I'm just like, this image here says want hashtag Ofra glow, and I'm like, want take to away. Self-medicate.
Take away.
Too
take
much. It away. Too much.
But, you know, there are some interesting colours in there, and people love their highlighter. It's actually called the Free Spirit All-in-One Palette. $79. It's got a full-size highlighter in Beverly Hills, a mini Rodeo Drive highlighter, one full-size bronzer, 8 eyeshadows, 2 blushes, 1 matte banana shade for brightening.
Oh, okay.
So that's everything that's in it. Coming 20th of March. Already released. Done.
A little update. Yeah, we've got some updates we need to catch up on because we didn't film on Monday. That's anyway, true. This is Besame Agent Carter collection. It's finally released, we think, but we're not too sure, because people had they signed up to pre-order or launch,
notify
for launch, and when they went to purchase it, they realized it was a mystery box.
Yeah,
which kind of makes sense. All right, Agent Carter,
it's very true to the theme.
Yeah, I get it, but people are frustrated. Because there are some people who are like, I love Agent Carter, but I am also not a massive makeup junkie, so I want to know what I'm buying. And I think that is fair.
What's the price of it?
I think it was $80. Okay, so the box isn't $80. It is $68. And they're not saying what the value is, but people are trying to make guesses as to what it is. By the time this video goes up, people may have already received their mystery boxes. So
yeah,
we might be able to show you.
But oh, we'll update it on Monday.
On Monday. But they're wondering if it's potentially a lip kit. So,
but that's a lot of money for a lip kit.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like,
surely it's got to have an eyeshadow palette in there or something to make it worthwhile.
I would bloody hope so.
Because if you paid that much money for a mystery box and you got something like 5 lipsticks, I'll be like, are you fucking serious?
Like, they have to smash it out of the park with what's going to be in that box. Otherwise, people are never going to trust them again.
Do you think it's a deterrent, though? Because their Snow White collection was so hyped up and so in demand, and ended up being held up in production and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people were not disappointed, but they were really kind of wanting it. They were really keen.
And they were so pissed when they couldn't get it.
Yeah, and the the demand was way higher than the amount of product that they had. So maybe this is a way to deter people from buying it, and it's only really the diehard fans that will jump in and spend that money on something that they don't know what they're getting.
Okay, Clarins has shown a sneak peek of their summer 2018 collection. This is a limited edition collection. Awesome tropical packaging. There is one of their Instant Light lip oils in there. It's beautiful.
A really dark shade.
Dark, purpley red.
Like a cherry shade.
Yeah. There's also a bronzer in there. And they brought back their... what are those pens called?
Clicky pens.
Yeah. I know they've got a special name, but I can't think of it.
Do these even sell well?
Look, I'm thinking they must have.
Unless it's in production beforehand.
Potentially. Or they've just got the packaging left over and it was just an easy option.
They just want to stamp some flamingo...
Yeah,
feathers on it, and they're like, potentially, okay, that's fine.
I'm going to say this. I actually reckon that their first release of those pens would have sold really well because people would have been curious about them. They would have purchased them, and I feel like we heard about them a tiny bit, and then everyone just shut up about it. They didn't want... It was just like,
yeah.
That's great. Okay, moving on.
Well, we'll see what this one's like, but their lip oils are fab.
They are.
I'm keen. Oh, it's in Blackberry. Oh, I want it.
I know.
Should be released in May.
Dior Life. It's a Hydra Life.
The high-end luxury brands are bringing out the expensive hydrating skincare this week.
You know, you can just go buy some hyaluronic acid from like The Ordinary or...
Yeah, something super like cheap. Like, yep.
Don't need this.
I know that, but some people
not everyone does. This is the Cooling Hydration Sorbet Eye Gel. I want it.
Yeah. And they've got a moisturizer as well.
They do. Yeah. They get me with that packaging and that sorbet eye gel. I'm just like...
Eye gels. Anything gel for me. I drink too much coffee and I have very dehydrated skin. So gel, I'm like, I'm down
for. Give it to me.
All right. This is a perfume release. This is... just released in Mecca Cosmetica, so if you're in Australia, you can pick these up. But it's Diptyque. They've released two fragrances to celebrate 50 years of Diptyque.
Wow.
So these are sort of like 60s sort of inspired.
Yeah. The way the labels are, the font.
The font, yeah. It's super like... you can just imagine this being like marijuana leaves or some psychedelic thing in the background. So we've got Tempo and we've got Fleur de Peau.
I think it is Fleur de Peau. Yeah.
Okay. So Tempo is woody. Mm-hmm. It's a rebellious patchouli with violet leaf. And that's about it. And then Fleur de Peau is a sophisticated floral elixir, musk tempered with iris, warm ambrette, and peppercorn for an edge of spice. So these are currently available, and they to celebrate 50 years of Diptyque.
Diptyque make great perfumes. They're very expensive, but they are they're worth it. You know,
and if you like a very high end fragrance, and you like a fragrance that lasts well and maintains well and is a very unique scent, then, you know, you do you.
All right. Eco Tools. This is the Mother's Day release. It's Confidence in Bloom Beauty Kit. So it's a 9-piece set.
Yeah.
You get 8 brushes and a storage tray. So, you know, there's something in there. For everything you've got, face brushes, eye brushes, what looks
concealer,
to be, yeah, flat liners, yeah, it's all in there. And I kind of like the idea of a storage tray.
Yeah, it's not, different.
It is different.
And if you're going to wash your brushes, so handy to just like put all the dirty brushes on like a storage tray and then take them to the sink.
You know what I usually do? I get like a towel and I just lay them all on the towel to dry.
And then roll them up.
Yeah. And then I'm like, once they're all dry, I'm like, what do I do with this towel? Like, I feel like I can't use it because it's been used, but technically it's still clean because it only had clean, wet brushes on them.
Yeah. Well, that, look, first world problems.
I could just wipe down my fucking tray.
Yeah. Do we know the price? Oh, $39.99 in Australia?
That's pretty good. Hello. L'Oreal. These are palettes, new Quint palettes. We've got Stylist, which
cool is... Cool Toned.
Cool Toned, yes. It's blue with cool tones. Then we have... I really hate this word. I don't know why. It really irks me. Maximalist.
Yeah.
As in minimalist, but not.
Yeah, the opposite of minimalist. So, well, it probably represents the beauty community quite well, but...
Is your packaging not recyclable?
But if you are... Yeah, but if you are a maximalist, you wouldn't need this because it is champagne... A soft kind of rosy champagne, a burnt orange, a like eggplant, and a chocolate brown.
I dislike it.
Optimist is also a cool tone.
It is.
This is very nude, very cool tone. Look at that.
With a pop of colour.
With a pop of colour.
That blue is beautiful, though. It is beautiful. I just want to say that I really like that shade of blue.
Yeah. And then there's Nudist, which is four very nude shades with a pop of... I don't know, burgundy.
Mm.
So interesting.
So they're calling them La Petite Palette. I don't know when they're coming. Maybe they're out in the States. They won't be in Australia for about 6 years. So
that's true.
By the time they get here, you would have moved on.
That's true.
La Mer. This is a cushion foundation. It's launching in around April, May in the UK. And I think it's just going to be very expensive.
Yes.
We don't know any information about this, at this point, but I reckon maybe, you know, $110 in your firstborn child.
That's probably more than that, actually.
Yeah, probably. Makeup Forever have, sorry, I hate this palette. I hate this palette. This is called the Glitzy palette, and it's just...
Shitsy.
Oh, wow. What are Makeup Forever doing?
I don't know.
Do you feel like they've really gone downhill?
Yeah, I feel like, especially lately, they are releasing some absolute garbage.
I'm just like... anyway, the Glitzy palette includes highlight, sculpt, and blush shades with different finishes.
Once again, this is frustrating because it's got looks like a light row, highlight, sculpt, and blush.
Yeah.
And then a deeper skin row.
Yeah.
Unless you are sharing a palette with your bestie who has a completely different skin tone
which
to you.
Which I'd actually recommend you don't do.
No, probably not. Buy one each.
It can be, you know, it can be risky.
Yeah.
Health-wise.
This makes no fucking sense.
I just... And also... Then people go, oh, well, Makeup Forever is an artistry brand. I'm sorry, but I don't know any self-respecting makeup artist that wants to have this fucking thing in her kit.
But the thing is, Makeup Forever are notorious for selling the eyeshadows and blushes and highlighters and bronzers as singles, and then you create your own palette. This is Makeup Forever trying to delve into the consumer market 100%. Opposed to the makeup artist market. And I think they're doing it really badly. So they've got, like we said, the face products, and then they've got three eyeshadows. Boring as fuck eyeshadows, no mattes, no dimension that you can create. You can either go light pink gold, golden taupe, or golden sand.
Oh, I actually wonder if they're meant to be toppers. Because see how they call them glitz? Glitz. I reckon they're just going to be like sparkly.
So you put golden taupe just to like highlight your contour? Yeah,
100%.
Fuck, it's all hideous.
That sounds like something Makeup Forever are into. How about we talk about nude sticks? They're launching two new kits. So we've got the Bebe Pinks Lip Kit, $59, and Barely Nude Eye Kit, $59. These are only available at nudesticks.com at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If they will come in store, I cannot tell you just yet. Eye Kit is $59 with $144 value, as well as Lip Kit.
Yeah, so the Eye Kit, it's very, very nude, but there are three mattes and three luminous eye colours, and then there's different finishes. There's four different finishes in the lip kit, but they're all various shades of pink or peachy or...
I wonder why they chose to call them magnetic eye colours.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I think it'd be more to do with they stick to your eye.
To your eye, yeah.
But it's a bit strange. It's a bit strange. All right, surprise! Sephora have a new pro palette.
Mm-hmm.
So this is similar to how they had a six-pan neon one a few months ago.
Yeah.
This is just a sort of like metallic, I don't know, what would you call those? Silver, gold,
confused.
Sort of pewter, copper, looks like a old gold and a red shade.
Yeah,
so
I
they're
think
very,
that's a...
not jewel, but metal,
yeah,
metallic.
I feel that's why this palette kind of confused me, because initially if you go from the bottom up, it feels very like metal inspired with the metallic finishes.
And then they chuck in a red.
And
a
then suddenly
red.
It's like, you know, orange, all right, you can go copper, and then you've got the old gold, all right, old gold, and then what's with the red? We've also seen some liners. These are...
Glide Liner Waterproof. So we've got Snow White, Creamy Beige, Warm... What? Khaki? Red Berry, Brown Chestnut, and Deep Black. So
there's also some brow pencils. Single eyeshadows.
Single eyeshadow. That dark green looks bomb, though.
It does
I want
look
that.
Nice,
347.
It's pretty good.
I would take it. The only color I really loved out of the Jaclyn Hill Morphe palette was the dark forest green. It was a really nice alternative to like a chocolate brown or something.
Yeah.
And that kind of looks like it. So if I buy that, it means I don't ever have to reach for my Morphe Jaclyn Hill palette ever again. So look, I don't hate it.
Other things from Sephora. There's a 12-piece brush kit. Micellar water and sheet masks, the creamy lip stains, the metal ones, which is coming in 90 shades.
Well, there's 12 metallics.
Oh, 12 metallics,
but there's
sorry.
New,
yeah.
90 new.
New shades.
We talked about this when they were shown in the Paris release.
Yeah, the France showcase.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we did see the Tarte... Mermaid collection release. So it had the eyeshadow palette, it had the eyelash curler, had the brushes. They also added in a few other things that I thought were kind of interesting. So they've got a new Mermaid Skin Hyaluronic H2O Serum. So that's kind of cool if you want like plump, dewy skin. They launched that as well. And then also Mermist, which is a sparkling, sheeny sort of mist. So shimmer spray, vegan, you can put it in your hair, your face, your body, and it has a pink shimmer. So it's like a finishing spray with a bit of shimmer in it. All right, along with that skincare, they also are releasing a sea salt spray for the hair, and it's called Mermaid Waves. So they're really trying to add to that collection as much as possible with stuff that
It's
very loosely based on mermaids,
and that packaging looks like it was last minute. Like,
yeah, it is not connected whatsoever.
We're making this at our desk and throwing it into the collection,
as well as this thing here. So it is SPF makeup. It is Tarte Guard mineral powder with SPF 30. So it's a brush-on powder, non-chemical sunscreen. So that also looks like they just chucked it in some other random packaging.
Yeah.
And they are making it somehow in the mermaid collection. Oh. So I don't get it.
It's all for use at the beach. Go away. Who wears makeup at the beach?
If you do, you're doing it wrong.
If you do, fine. You do you. But I don't. And I sure as fuck don't want to be dusting. What even is this?
Look, I also feel like because we live in Australia and our sun is very strong and our UV rays are like very, very damaging.
Yeah.
If you're going to be relying on this for your face sunscreen,
you're
going to have to worry about cancer in a few years time, because you need some really strong SPF, not just a brush of your mineral foundation.
No,
that is bad advice.
That shit don't fly here.
No, it does not fly here at all. And then they're coming out with H2O glosses in 14 different shades and finishes. 6 new Rainforest of the Sea lipsticks, launching 16th of April. Yeah, Tarte really frustrate me with the way they do their releases. Colourpop do it slightly as well, not to the same extent, but they're like, oh, we've got this palette that's been released. And then, oh, actually, it's part of a collection, lol, that's releasing 2 weeks later. Oh, there's some skincare in there that sort of looks like a Rainforest of the Sea stuff that's coming up. And you're like, fucking make up your mind.
Yeah, I know, I can't.
Release
I can't
it all at the same time in a cohesive collection,
yeah,
or make it something completely different.
And so, all we do is see, like,
little dribbles.
Little dribbles. And always, like, really potato photos that don't make you excited for the products. And then when you finally see an image from the brand, it's like, oh, a completely new product that you've never heard about before. And it's just like, go away.
Yeah.
It's too much. And it's just, it's chaotic. And I'm just like, you're giving me a headache, Tarte. And you do it all the time. I don't like it. From Tatcha, we have a new luminous dewy skin mask. It's in a sheet mask. So they're dewy skin mist, which everyone... Well, they say everyone loves. But then you hear people talk about it and they're like, you know, I just don't like this anymore.
Yeah. You hear like, people rave about it and then all of a sudden it ends up on their products not worth the hype videos. Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah. Anyway, if you really do love the dewy skin mist, they've made it in a mask. Last thing, Victoria Beckham is creating a skincare line. I feel like she had one. Honestly, this is like, what's that theory people have where, like, you remember something being a thing and then it turns out it's not a thing or it's a completely different thing? The Mandela effect. That's what I feel like this is, because I could swear she had a skincare line in another fucking universe.
I wonder if she ever did.
I cannot.
She had, like, a fashion line.
We know she had a fashion line. I'm pretty sure the fashion line's still going.
Did she have fragrances?
She had makeup.
She had makeup with Estée Lauder.
I'm sure she's had fragrances. Every celebrity.
Unless it's just David Beckham that's had fragrances.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess she hasn't. Maybe you were thinking of Madonna.
Yeah, I don't put them in the same basket, but maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I could have sworn that she had a skincare line, but obviously not.
But she's coming out with one.
She is.
There you go.
And it does seem that she will be hooking up with Estée Lauder for this one.
Yeah, well, they are making each other a lot of money, so it makes a lot of sense. Damn right, they are. And Estée Lauder makes some... well-respected skincare. Yeah. So I can imagine her probably tweaking some of their higher ranges to make more like a luxurious one.
More higher.
More higher. More money. Give me all the money. All right. That is it.
We're done.
Thank you so much for watching, guys, or listening if you're listening in the podcast. And we'll be talking about updates on Monday. Now, we do need an emoji. So if you made it to the end of the video.
How about a microphone?
It's our first podcast. All right.
I'm sure there's a microphone emoji.
Yeah, there definitely are.
Yeah.
Leave a little microphone in the comments
if
you made it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening on podcast or you like the idea of the podcast, definitely check it out. It's a little bit of extra work for us, but hopefully some people will love it. If no one listens to it at all,
we will just stop doing it.
We will stop doing it in a couple of months. We're going to give it a bit of a trial. Yeah. So.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.